It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Were super necessary.
God, Eric, my God!
Unbelievable! Right there! Done and done! You gotta be kidding me! You gotta be kidding me!
You can't say much other than wow.
There we go. How are we doing?
How you got? How's it going, mate?
Yeah, not too bad myself. How are you guys doing?
All good, mate.
Very good, mate. Very good. Bit very formal there with Joseph Reynolds. We've been calling you Joe.
I think it's just come up as Joseph. Normally, I'll go with Joe Bissen, to be fair, but now.
So Joseph Reynolds, as you can see, creator of Combat Media UK, and as you mentioned, his new venture, Combat Creative UK. Before we get into our main questions, speak a little about that, the creation of Combat Creative.
Yeah, so in terms of just creating that, the main idea behind it is to sort of give me something to do so I don't get too bored in day-to-day life, but as well, it's just to give the chance to fighters to learn more about social media and to learn more about these different tools to create their own content, because it's something that fighters aren't going to have as much time to really research, or something they may not even think about researching, know where to really start. So it's just providing that platform where they can come to someone, ask them specific things about the specific stuff that they want to know, and learn it in a way that's best for them, whether it be just literally over text, over Zoom, whatever it may be that's best for them. And just sort of helping them really push and promote themselves just to and suit their goals for whatever it is they're trying to achieve.
Yeah, and make it look good while doing it as well. Yeah. Let's get started with the main ones then going.
Yeah. So when did you become a fan of MMA yourself? Was there a certain fighter that sort of got you interested in the sport or anything?
Yeah, definitely. So for me, I had sort of a weird introduction to MMA. So a lot of people, I feel like they go for the UFC route, whereas myself, I was just watching knockout compilations on YouTube at like 13 and thinking, well, this is fucking sick. Yes. Didn't really know what was going on, but I really enjoyed it. But I were mostly watching those, and I mostly watched the UK shows that were on YouTube because I couldn't afford to get the pay-per-views. So I ended up actually starting out with UK MMA from pretty much 13, now 19, so about 6 years of UK MMA I've been watching it for. So in terms of then, but the main thing that really got me into sport was actually a weight cutting documentary. I believe it had Dean Garnett in it. And it gave me that insight and that background into the sport, and seeing sort of the build up to fights, it made me sort of start to really think about MMA a bit more, because I understood what the sport was at that point in terms of what you'd see in the cage with the big knockouts, but that was all I knew. So from there, I was instantly, Dean Garnett, did he win his fight after the documentary? I was doing all that, didn't know how to find it, but from then, I pretty much just ended up watching the sport from there and sort of started to build an understanding of what MMA actually was.
Yeah. Well, how crazy is that for you? Like you started with that documentary, seeing Dean, and then you were in France with him, weren't you, and speaking to him and stuff. Was that a bit crazy for you?
Yeah, it's definitely one of those sort of surreal moments. The person that got you into the sport, you then speaking to them at Paris. Obviously, I spoke to him off camera, on camera, and It's just one of those moments that at the time I don't think I really thought about it too much, but afterwards I was like, that's the person that got me into the sport, and I'm just there casually speaking to him in France and doing all these different things. So it was a big moment for myself looking back on it.
Yeah. With starting the podcast, when you look back at some of the knockouts, did you find yourself recognising some of the fighters as well? Like, oh yeah, I remember him from watching it as you've been doing the podcast and that.
Yeah, definitely. I think some of the big ones at the time, so like FCC was that show, and I'd always see like the knockouts from Kane Musa. He was a big one as well. You'd see him and see where he is now with Bellator and then Badr as well. Brendan Loughname was another big one that you'd see on there. Lerone Murphy, a lot of the Manchester guys you'd see. I think Adam Bramald was one of the ones that I saw early on because he was always in these back and forth fights. But for a lot of the time, there's so many fighters that I saw in these random compilations. I think half the clips were probably from Russia or something, just some crazy country where they're chucking chickens in cage and doing all sorts of weird stuff. So for the most part, I think there was too much going on for me to even catch on to anyone that I saw in those clips.
Yeah. So how did you decide to start the podcast then? Obviously watching it for a while. When did you go, okay, I want to like get into this more and do a podcast with it?
A lot of it came from when I decided to sort of just leave my job. It wasn't something I was too much enjoying. So I thought, I need something to do. I need something to just keep me ticking over, whether I'm paid or not. I didn't really care. I just wanted to do something that I actually enjoyed. And that's what really gave me the idea to start Combat Media UK and to see what I could do with it. I never really had the intention of sort of doing it full time as I am now or to take it as seriously as I do. It was more just for the fun part of it. But just sort of seeing the growth over the months, obviously, I believe maybe a month in, I was at 300 followers. And then after that, I was able to keep building and building up on it. I think 4 months in, I was offered to do my first show. Mm. 6 months in, I joined Low Kick MMA. And then from there, that's where I really started to take the sport seriously and think, I can actually get something out of this. But for the most part, it was just the knowing that I enjoyed MMA, not really seeing much coverage at UK MMA. At the time, I weren't really seeing much because I'd only see the UFC content on Instagram or Twitter or whatever socials I was using. So I thought there's a little bit of a niche there that not many people know about. And it'd be fun for me as well to cover something I've been watching for so long. And for the last 3-4 years, I've been watching it so intensively as well.
Yeah.
So as you're looking to continue growing the Combat Media brand, what are some things you'd like to do to help with that growth?
Yeah, so in terms of the next year, a lot of it is just keep it ticking, keep consistent. I want to sort of see in terms of obviously I have the link fly where people can go to different socials or to the interviews that I do. And I'm really looking at that analytical sort of data to see how that would compare if I were to go and make a website for Combat Media. Because in the next year, I want to take that step in terms of no longer is it just me having a bit of a hobby. I want to turn it into a business. I want to invest a bit of money into it. I want to register it as a business as well and start really treating it as though that is the business for me to be in and that is something for me to have. Because I look at it now in terms of all the things that I've got going on with it. Obviously, I've got some great links with Octagon, PFL, Hexagon. There's lots of promotions. I think UFC and maybe one championship are the only ones I really don't know too many people at. But everywhere else, I've got someone. So the next sort of stages for me is to start getting it ready to turn it into a business.
Yeah.
Is your goal to sort of become, obviously, you've got Combat Sports UK, which started around similar time as yourself. You look at them and they've had a great growth as well. Is that something you're looking towards in terms of what they do with the amount of content, bringing people on board and things like that? Is that sort of something to aspire to?
Yeah, 100%. I think there's slight differences in terms of the steps that they've taken and the steps that I've took. Obviously, Lewis Simpson has been in the game a lot longer than myself and I've had the pleasure of speaking to him a couple of times. And I did a few bits with Combat Sports UK right around when they first started as well. But I think the most part is definitely I want to bring on staff, new time writers and just sort of give them that sort of boost in the start of their careers. And because there is places I can push people to in terms of where they want to be. If they want to get credentials to Cage Warriors, I can help them out with that. They want to go to PFL Europe or a PFL event, I can help them out with that. So it's being able to use what I've got to really start to give back while at the same time turning Combat Media into something bigger to help further benefit the UK fighters, which is what I still want to put such a big emphasis on for myself.
Yeah. So since the start of everything, what's been some of your highlights?
For me, I would say going to France was obviously a big one for myself. And that was sort of thanks to Frank Bernarda. It was a thanks to Frank Bernarda. He was the one who gave me the opportunity. It was on about a week's notice, but it was something at the time I couldn't take. And then meeting great people there like Dean, there was Izzy Carnworth, too many people really to mention that I met there. Jerome Perez, the promoter of the promotion. But I would say then after that, there's obviously the interviews with Randy Couture that I was able to get from the PFL, which was thanks to them. And then as well, just sort of covering my first ever show, which I believe was Almighty Fighting 18. It was when Joe Fields fought Sheldon Ryan, I believe. That was the first show I did as a media. Didn't do too great with it. I don't even think I got an interview there because I didn't know what I was doing. But it was all good experience. And I think those were the sort of times where I thought, wow, I can actually do this. There was also BMF. This must have been when I was still 6 months in, 5 months in. Was able to interview Dan Hardy just because he was at the show and didn't expect that to happen. But when, and you two will know as well, when you're at the regional shows, you never really know who is going to show up. And
yeah.
And that's the beauty of them. You can end up meeting, you know, Leon Edwards, I've seen at a couple of shows now, and all these different fighters that you just end up seeing that you wouldn't think could be there, but actually are, as a result of coaching someone, cornering someone, doing all those things. So that's what makes it really exciting for me in that regard. But I'd say those are some of the really big moments for myself.
Yeah. I'm surprised she didn't mention Joffy in there.
Joffy, you know, that's more of a thing for him than it is for me. You know, I like to give back, so you know, I try and do that for Joffy as much as I can.
So something else you were obviously able to do through all of this was the commentary for Raw, for Gavin, obviously Nation there. What was that experience like for you? How much did you enjoy that?
Completely forgot to mention that as well. That's up there as one of them big moments for me as well. But no, that was a phenomenal experience, to be honest. And again, it was thanks to Dean Garnett. He was the person, I believe, that they reckoned me onto them. So a lot of big thanks to him and then Gavin as well for having that faith. But in terms of doing that event and doing commentary, I'm not too afraid of cameras and things like that because I do acting outside of this. So for me, I'm quite comfortable just really talking shit in front of a camera for hours. I'm all right with it, but. It was definitely a different sort of experience with junior MMA. You two will know, it's 1 minute they're on the feet, the next minute one's got an arm triangle on the go, another one's got a Kimura, and then there'll be an arm bar thrown in there, all within the space of 30 seconds. But I think just getting the chance to really show a different side to yourself within the interviews, you're a bit more reserved because you're giving the attention to the fighters, you're giving the attention to the people that you bring on as a guest. So for me, it was nice to show that different side and be able to try something different. All I really want to do is build that experience in the scene. And if I can do as much as that as possible in the UK scene, for me, that'd be a big benefit.
Yeah. One thing I've got to ask as well, we mentioned acting there. Do you see Combat Joe returning anytime soon?
Combat Joe, is that the Combat Urban Survivalist ones at all?
Yeah. I think that's him, yeah.
I've definitely got plans for it, but the issue is the shed in the back garden's changed shape in the last couple of months. So some of the things I had planned, I'd probably end up taking a couple of whiskey bottles off wall and my mum would tell me off. So I'd have to be careful. But there's definitely some big ideas. We're thinking about going into public and holding some sort of fake seminar as a combat urban. So that's seeing how many people I can wind up in either Wakefield, Castle, wherever it may be, and just being that guy for a day winding people up. But There as well, where I study, obviously, there's a lot of the theatres, there's a venue as well I can record some of the stuff in, which I might do over the next year. So it's definitely something that could get brought back. It's something I would like to do again, definitely.
Yeah, got a few avenues to go down with it.
No, 100%, definitely.
Something I did want to discuss, obviously, sort of a new thing, especially in the UK, Anthony Pettis' show, APFC, making his debut in Europe in October. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of UK fighters on there. Who are some of the fighters you're looking forward to see?
For me, some of the big ones, obviously, I'm always going to be excited to see Lewis Lee Scott. Obviously, he's from Leeds. It brings out the inner cross flat parks in me. But for a lot of it, obviously, there's the Conor Sean McKay versus Jake and Guy fight. I think that's a really good fight for Conor, because obviously Jake and Guy, over the last year, has been seen as one of Ireland's fastest rising prospects, and it's kind of gets the result there. It really does emphasize just how talented he is as a fighter and pushes him up really far in the rankings, in my opinion. Luke Burns is always in a fun fight. I feel as though he's another exciting one to see, and he's got the FCC fight on the background as well. Malachi Edwards, he's another really good one. I think he's striking, and just his style and his energy as well that he takes. I speak to him a lot outside of it, and you know, he's training 3-4 times a day, 7 days a week. He doesn't ever stop. So to see him in the cage would be really exciting. I don't even know if he's been announced on the Eventbrite thing. So if not, sorry, APFC. But Dan Holt, I believe he's taken on Anthony McGovern. That'll be his fight. Don't think that's been announced, but yeah, you know what? It's fine. It's fine. They'll forgive me. They'll forgive me. I'm sorry, but I'm sure that'll be better. But really excited to see Dan back in the cage. Obviously, he's been out in Thailand for a while. He had some fights there, riling up the locals, annoying them as much as he can, and going in the cage and putting on the work. But I think just from speaking to him in the background, you can really see how much his wrestling's come along. And like, he really does now look like an overall mixed martial artist. Obviously, most people knew him for his striking, but now he looks really well-rounded. And some of the things he's been doing in training, you know, it's going to be a big difference to see him inside the cage again.
Yeah, and that's a great fight as well. Anthony McGovern, obviously, he's one that's coming up. Got another knockout recently on one of the last Almighties in July. Obviously, got the European title shot on Kingdom because of that. And obviously now, this one as well before it's a great matchup, that, to be honest with you.
Definitely.
Yeah. Another show coming up. Another big thing possibly for UK MMA is Octagon Challenge, UK versus Ireland. Obviously, everything behind the scenes, it looks great. Everything you put out there for it looks really good. What's your take on the format and how big do you think this can be for UK MMA?
I think it'll be huge for the sport. I've heard some things, I've seen some things from behind the scenes that I'm definitely not going to talk about them. I feel like that'll get me in even more trouble. APFC already won't be happy if this, yeah, I'm not going to do Octagon the same way, but I've seen some things, I've heard some things as well, and there's some phenomenal fights in there. And just overall, the whole format of the series, we're going to see a lot more insights into these fighters, and we are going to really see what UK MMA is about, and then Irish MMA as well at the same time. So to pit four prospects from the UK and then four prospects from Ireland. And then obviously you got Brad One Punch Pickett, who a lot of people will know from his time. It's great to have him on the series. Ocon Wanless as well, another great fighter that we'll have all seen at some stage. And then Paddy O'Hallahan and Shemrock. Obviously, he's the new star really at the moment in the scene with his story and everything that he's been able to do. So I think it's just a great series that will really elevate sort of the authority that UK MMA has in that sense, in terms of if another promotion's looking in, just how marketable are these guys and how much of something can you make out of the UK scene? But at the same time, it's good for the fighters. I mean, we already know one of the guys that was on there. We've seen clips of him, Dennis Frimpong. You know, you can't have a series with him in it and not expect it to get heated at some stage. Yeah. So I think in terms of a series, it's good. I think it'll be brilliant for UK MMA.
Yeah. How different do you think, obviously, they try and make a difference to Ultimate Fighter? Do you think it'll be massively different to Ultimate Fighter?
I think it'll definitely have the differences there. I think having it 4v4, and obviously it shortens it a little bit, but at the same time, I'm not too sure if the same countries have fought each other in there. But I think the format is similar in itself, but I think with just different personalities and then different sort of things going on as well to what they do to the Ultimate Fighter. I think the similarities there, but I feel with just the promotion that are running it, they'll have done a lot of things differently as to what the Ultimate Fighter would have been, I would imagine.
Yeah. Obviously, in November, they'll have the finale for that at the top of the card. Who do you believe will be in that finale, if you could pick two?
I'll pick the two I would like to see. I think Dennis Frimpong and George Staines, and I heard they had quite a bit of a back and forth in there at times. Mostly Dennis and George are listening in, but I think seeing them two in the final would be a really great fight. But to be honest, I think there's lots of matchups you could make where they'd be great fighters, and whoever it is that does end up being in that finale, I think that's going to be sort of the big thing that everyone's going to be really excited to see, whoever it is.
Yeah, I think it's been boss from Octagon as well to put them at the top of the card. I believe that's even over the Paul Smith and Jake Quickerton fight as well. So to have them at the top of the card, the last fight, I think is brilliant on Octagon side, just to help push those fighters more.
Definitely.
Yeah. Obviously also on that November card, you've got the returner, Jack Cartwright. How excited are you to see him back over here?
Yeah, definitely. It's really exciting to see Jack Cartwright. Obviously, unfortunately, the last time, I believe, with the Dana White Contender Series, the result didn't go his way, but I still feel as though he's been not forgotten, but a lot of people aren't really tuning into him how they were. Obviously, at the time, he was a huge prospect here. Everyone was talking about him. I feel as though a little bit of that hype might have died down a bit, but with the way that Octagon promote the fighters and just the way that the fans are when it is an Octagon show, I feel as though it'll be a great platform and a great opportunity for Cartwright to really show who he is once again. And I think regardless of who you put in front of him, that is what he's going to end up doing on Fight Night, because I still believe he is one of the really high-level guys that we do have inside this country.
Yeah. What's your take on the, obviously they're not calling it like your regular celebrity fight, so what's your take on the Paul Smith and Jake Quicker fight? Like, it's another great concept that they've come up with.
Yeah, I like it a lot more than the YouTube boxing stuff. That for me is like so a whole different world. But I think, you know, obviously Paul Smith, we'll have all seen him many a time before from his comedy stuff, and Jake Quicker, and were doing reality TV or something, I believe.
I think he was on the X Factor.
I'm a Celeb as well, I think.
And then I think he was in I'm a Celeb. So he's kind of, I think he's jumped about from sort of reality show to reality show. But obviously, I think Paul, he's kind of trained in, you know, in MMA and combat sport a little bit for a good few years. But obviously, you know, Octagon are give them both the opportunity to focus on it sort of full time and give them a good time to prepare. And I think that's why it's so different, as you mentioned, like the YouTube box and stuff. I think that sets it apart completely.
Definitely. And as well, so you look at it in terms of, obviously, none of them have really come out and claimed to be MMA fighters afterwards, which obviously the word they're putting in, it resembles that. But I think both have been sort of humble towards the sport. They haven't really disrespected it in any way. And I think everyone is just really intrigued and excited. I remember the first time I saw it announced, I was a bit, well, but give us a fighter, please. But the more I've really seen it, the more I've sort of seen their approach to the fight and how Octagon to build it up, it's something I'm a lot more interested in, a lot more excited in, because in my opinion, they have truly dedicated themselves to the sport. And when it does eventually become a fight under the pro rules as well, I think it is going to be something that is really exciting to see at that point.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. Something else you want to move on, obviously, a bit more personal to yourself. You put up a picture on your, I think your personal one, picture of yourself, and then next to it is just an empty picture because of where you want to get to. How's that been going?
Yeah, the weight loss journeys are always an interesting one, and whatever it is that you want to do, they're always interesting things to do. But for me, I always find if I set a goal, I want to do it. And obviously with this one, it's one of them ones where you'll have success, there'll be times where you're down, you won't be succeeding, but you've really got to look back to the whys you've really started it. You know, I look back to that time when obviously the picture on the left from where that was and to where I am now, it is a massive difference in terms of how I feel, how I look. Obviously, I was about 100 pounds heavier in that photo to now. But obviously over the last couple of months, I've had to divulge in a different few things. It's hard to stay focused on so many things at once for myself. But, you know, being able to pick it up, understand why I started doing it again, it's something that puts you on the right track. And then working with Headstrong S&C as well, obviously I feel $1 million. I might not look it, but I'm feeling it. You know, I'm going to move a little bit crazy these days. But no, I think for myself, it's definitely been a great journey, because it's something that I keep failing at time and time again, but I keep getting back up. I keep doing it again, and I keep going and going and going. Obviously, there were meant to be the MMA fight in December that I was going to do. Skin infection comes along, start and got rid of it, so I don't know what's going on there, but it is going to be something that definitely is going to happen in the future, and I think that will sort of be the finale, well, not the finale, but sort of the finale of what I'd have put out online, because I still keep it somewhat quiet, but not too quiet.
Yeah, and that's a massive difference, isn't it? Like, going from where you was to then having an MMA fight of your own. I mean, it's, and even when you start that, you're probably, because you've got something to focus on, you'll jump into it more as well. I think obviously having goals and where you want to hit, it's different to when you actually have a fight. You know, you've got to hit a certain weight when you're fighting. So I think that helps you like nail down more into it and get into your journey even more. So, but I think the way you've been putting in it, if you put into what you've done with Combat Media, into this league, you're flying, to be honest with you, mate.
No, definitely. I have to agree. I think the main thing is, obviously, the plan was over the summer, it was just going to be pretty much treating myself as though I was a fighter. I don't have to do anything else. I don't work a job. I can just do this and then other things. So I'm pretty dandy to do as I wish. So I was going to treat it as though I was a fighter for that time, everything. But when things do come in the way, obviously, it throws you off a little bit. It definitely threw me off because my summer hasn't been how I expected it to be. But I feel like that's live. You expect something to go one way, it goes the complete opposite, and you're thinking, ah, well, that would have been shit, wouldn't it? But you just have to reevaluate, take the things you can control, and that's what I'm working with at the moment. So I definitely think when all the stuff is cleared up and I can do what I want to do, it'll make a difference tenfold, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the best with that, mate. And can't wait to see you have your first MMA fight.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
When that comes around, I'll have to get you back on as a fighter.
100%. I'll be there. I'll put the gear on. I'll be ready. I'll be talking all shit in world. I'll be more than prepared.
Brilliant.
Well, that was everything we have for you, mate. You know, just want to thank you for taking the time out to join us, and you know, we wish you all the continued success with Combat Media. It's, you know, it's like Keaton said there, if you put everything into it like you have been, it's only gonna get bigger and bigger, and you know, you deserve it for the work you are putting in. So we'll continue to support you as much as we can, and just, you know, looking forward to seeing you succeed.
100%. I appreciate the words and appreciate your times as well. I had a great chat with you both today, but no, I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and shout out to Joffy.
He's all right, isn't he? He's not bad. We don't mind him. He's okay.
Take it easy, mate.
You too. I'll catch you soon, guys. Bye-bye.
See you soon.
Right, there you go. 2 of 3 done. We will be back tomorrow about 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
So that'll be, again, more fun. And yeah, thank you very much, everyone, for tuning in. Appreciate it, as always. But until then, toodle pip.
It was super necessary.
Go now.